Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. So with it getting a little bit warmer outside, I know we had that recent snowfall, but the weather is warming up a little bit, which is getting people to be outdoors a little bit more than when it was cold outside. What are some reminders for people as they are partaking in more activities outside as it relates to fire safety, you know, whether they were camping or just generally being outside more?
March for us is a very busy month. I think it's a busy month for everybody. We set our clocks ahead, bring ahead daylight savings time coming on board. And I hope that everybody remembered that when we spring ahead with our clocks, it's always a good time to change our smoke alarm batteries and our CO detector batteries. That's a good thing to do to keep the batteries fresh in those so that everybody has their alarms and their detectors all working properly. Along with that, of course, we need to make sure that our vents are working properly and everything on our homes over the winter months. Some of those things can have a tendency to get plugged up and stuff. I know this is the time of year that the birds are kind of feeling the spring itch to get out and build their nests and stuff and get ready to start raising their families. So they're looking for places to build homes and things like that. And of course, the cool weather of spring, they're looking for warm places at times. So they start heading around chimneys and places where there's still a little bit of heat coming from the homes and that, so they start heading for vents and areas like that to start trying to build nests, and they'll have a tendency to plug those vents up, so we need to be checking on those and making sure that those are clear and keep them clear. Barbecue grills, spiders, and things like that have a tendency to plug those up and build nests and things like that in those, so we need to keep all of our vents and everything clear. Chimney flues and things like that have to be cleaned. It's always a good habit to get into every spring to clean your chimney vent after you've used your furnace all winter long. Clean that thing out in the spring and clean it again in the fall before you start using that stove again in the fall. But clean it out in the spring and make sure that it's all cleared out and everything is clear. As I said earlier, on March 14th, we set the clocks ahead and we should be changing those batteries in the smoke detectors and the CO2 detectors. And then it's the first day of spring and everybody's looking forward to get out into the warmer weather and start working in the yard and the garden and things like that. Kind of a little statistic there. Each year, more than 400,000 people are injured across the United States with the mishaps of ladders and electrical power tools, hand tools, lawnmowers, things like that throughout the United States. So I encourage everyone to take care in using their power tools, their ladders, their lawnmowers, those kind of things as they get them out after winter and start doing their spring yard work and things like that. Also be cautious of your bystanders, your children playing in the yard and things like that. We want to try and avoid any kind of mishaps and things that would lead to a trip to the emergency room. So we need to be cautious of that. Also, I know you guys out there, it's not the manly thing to ignore the safety labels or not follow the manufacturer's directions. Always remember to read and follow the manufacturer's instructions and the safety labels and tips. They're there for a reason and we need to follow those. That way we can enjoy a long, safe spring and summer and be much safer while we're out there doing those kind of things. So with that, some safety tips that we need to follow, like ladders out there in the spring, some of the things that we need to do, cleaning gutters and things like that. Always use a ladder that's long enough to do the job. Be sure that your ladders are long enough to reach what you're going to do. Never try and do a job with a ladder that's not long enough, because when you're trying to stretch and reach farther than what you can on a ladder that's too short, that's when you fall. Always be centered on the ladder. Keep your body centered between both side rails of the ladder and never stretch or overreach your distance on a ladder. Do not carry equipment while climbing a ladder. Always invest in a tool belt or something like that to carry the tools that you need so that you're not keeping your hands full of equipment when you're trying to climb a ladder, so you have both hands free to hang on to the side rails of the ladder when you're going up and down a ladder, or have somebody there to help you. And it's always a good thing to have a second person there to heal the ladder, to hold the base of the ladder so that it doesn't slip or slide, and then they can hand you equipment if you need it. And then while on the ladder, again, do not overextend your reach or anything like that, and make sure your weight is evenly distributed on that ladder. Also with the lawn and garden tools, when using your garden appliances, power tools and things like that, be sure you're wearing safety glasses and the proper safety attire. Always keep loose fitting clothing and things like that properly fitted and stuff so that you don't have anything that's going to get caught caught. Pant legs and things like that have a tendency to get caught in rototillers when you're out there working in the garden. Be sure that you have your proper footwear on when you're mowing the lawn. It's never good to be out there with no shoes or if you've got sandals or something like that, something open-toed when you're mowing the lawn, things like that. That's when people lose toes and get hurt out there mowing the yard. So be sure you have proper footwear on. Pay close attention to the warning labels. Again, I've mentioned that earlier. If it says that it is not a tool that can get wet, make sure that you're not using it in wet conditions. When using a tool with an extension cord or something that's electrical like that, make sure that it's well grounded. A three-prong outlet or a three-prong cord, that third prong there is for grounding, and it's not to be snipped off with your pliers or cutters. It's to be used. It's for your safety, so don't be pulling that out or cutting it off to get it out of the way because you don't have the right type of adapter. It's there for your safety. And remember, when you're plugging anything in or turning it on, make sure that the switch is in the off position before you plug it in or try and start something so that it doesn't take off prematurely on you. And lawnmowers, never, never, never refill a hot lawnmower. Make sure that you give it a chance to cool down. That gives you a chance to cool down a little bit too in between times out mowing the yard. So it's kind of good for you to get a little break in between there and give the mower a chance to cool down before you refuel it, because that's when fires start, trying to refuel a hot lawnmower. Always take caution when you're out there mowing and be aware of your surroundings. It's many times that children can be out playing in the yard or something like that, and you're mowing, you don't see something, and you hit it with the lawnmower, and a lawnmower is a good way to throw some object or something like that that can strike somebody out there playing in the yard. So be cautious of your surroundings and the children in the yard. Gasoline mowers, getting your gasoline. If you have a gasoline-fueled mower, store your gasoline in an Underwriter Laboratory listed safety can. Don't be putting gas in a milk jug or something like that. It's always got to be in something that is approved container. It's illegal to carry gasoline or store gasoline in something that is not UL approved, and the storage of it must be kept in a safe place so that it doesn't create a fire hazard. So be cautious of those kind of things. As far as open burning, there is no open burning allowed in the city of Perry. The city does not allow open burning in the spring. We do have yard waste pickup. Yard waste pickup will begin on the 7th day of April with the south of Willis, and then it will go every other week. April 7th, south side of Willis. April 14th, north side of Willis, and alternate back and forth throughout the summer until December 8th, and it will finish on December 8th on the south side of Willis.
And that was our conversation with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.